The way to get rid of an evil thought in your mind about Allah in a moment of calamity is to say Subhanak. That gets rid of everything you're going to think evil about Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanak. Now he takes it a step further. Watch this. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I am a wrongdoer. I did wrong. I'm in this calamity because of my own hands, because of my own decision that I made. I'm here because of me. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm not in this calamity of the belly of the whale because of you. I'm not here because you oppressed me or wronged me. La ma'ad Allah. Subhanak. Allah doesn't oppress anyone. Allah doesn't wrong anyone. Allah is not unjust to anyone at all. Rather, Allah is full of wisdom and knowledge and justice. And everything He decrees is for knowledge and wisdom that He knows that no one else knows. Can you do that in a time of calamity? Who can sit there in a time of calamity and say, Allah, Subhanak, it's me. I'm in this because of me. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. This is an achievement, brothers and sisters. See how the Quran shapes your understanding of things. The worst thing that you can experience in a calamity is evil thoughts of Allah Azza wa Jal and acting by them. So an evil thought and acting by it is to say, why did Allah test me with this and with that? I don't want to pray anymore. Wallahi, there was a story, a sheikh of ours tells us, it's written in Akhbar al-Hamqa wal-Mughaffaleen. There is a book that Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah wrote called Akhbar al-Hamqa wal-Mughaffaleen, the story of the foolish, heedless people. One of the stories he mentioned was a man that used to fast voluntarily. And he used to have camels as well. He fasted voluntarily, he had camels, and he lost 7 of his camels. He said, Lord, I fasted voluntarily for your sake, and you deal with me in this manner, and you take 7 camels away from me. The days that I fasted, I'm going to minus them from Ramadan. So when Ramadan came, he fasted 23 days. And he did not fast the rest, the 7. By Allah, show the foolishness. See here what he's thinking, that Allah Azza wa Jal done bad with him. So I'm going to get Allah back by missing 7 days in Ramadan. Akhbar al-Hamqa. Foolishness. But there is people like this. There is people like this in their relationship with Allah. How many times have you heard of a person, he left his salat, things were going bad in his life? How many stories have you heard that a sister removed the hijab, things were going bad in her life? And what do we say to each other? Now leave him, you don't understand. He's going through a hard time. Sure, he's the only one that's going through a hard time. No one else went through a hard time. But the reality is they didn't read the Quran. That's the reality. Give these people proper advice. Don't sit there and comfort them and tell them, it's all right, you're going through this, doesn't matter, Allah doesn't want you to pray now, it's okay, take time off. You'd like to remove your hijab, it's all right, no worries, once things go better, come back. What should all advice you give to one another? Heather, this is from a shaitan. These people actually did not read the Quran. If anything, they are in need of these ayat in the Quran. They're in need of this type of medicine. The word Subhanak eliminates and removes every evil thought you'll have of Allah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. If anyone, it's you. You're in this issue because of you. How Allah works, we don't know. But we accept the calamity. Don't think that Allah is against you. Rather, this calamity is a purification for you. It's cleansing you. It's preparing you for the meeting with Allah.